Shit. I'm just playing. It's not.
Don't smell it.
All right. This is No Self Control Production. My name is Rodney Dixon. This is Benjamin Riles. Can't go to Bosu. He was going to holler out, but I interrupted it by accident.
Because fuck him.
So, this is the second part of the last third episode. We want to clear up some shit.
even though
we really didn't talk that much about this shit, we really didn't. But when it comes down to this, I feel like the biggest problem we have in this society is bad guys sound like good guys. And good guys sound like bad guys. And, like, it's like a big mix-up. No matter, like, because of...
How being evil is romanticized?
Yeah, it's not only romanticized, but it's like, no matter how hard you try to be good, it's flipped on you. It's, like, flipped on your fucking head. Like, no matter how hard you try to just be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna be the good guy. It's like... It's like, well, now you look like a pussy.
Yeah.
Like now you've lost all power of a situation because of how good you try to be.
And what's especially how people oftentimes like will like
take advantage.
That and though I've noticed people that have been abused will defend their abusers. Like they'll go to great lengths to defend their abusers.
I never defend the
I do it all the time.
I don't know. I just can't see myself.
He's a Libra. So it's like, explains it all.
Fuck up. No.
He knows I'm right.
Shut the fuck up. goddamn, no.
He's like, yep. Yeah, he's right.
Oh, I was going to...
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
You wouldn't shut the fuck up.
I'm giving you, like...
I was trying to explain.
Oh, my God. I mean, you got, like, it's air time.
No, I can't, like, okay, like, for me, I was,
I don't know, I usually don't like to talk about my life story unless it pops up or I don't, you know, care. Huh?
Kicking it unless it kills you.
Or that. But, yeah, no, like... So, like, I was abused from the age of... I can't even remember, like, four to six? By this woman named Miss Rose. Now, I can't... One, I can't forget, you know... Forgive her for abusing me. And then on top of that, it's like trying to protect her and all this other shit, and trying to protect my abuser. I just can't see myself doing that shit. It's crazy because she, you know, died a few years. it was like before I was like 14, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I guess I'll. Whoever wants to.
That was... Thank you for sharing that, bro. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fucking awful how I was worried about the controller at that moment. But I completely understand what you're talking about. Like, the abuse engine. It's just... I feel like... We're like so busy trying to like get to the next step that we have no choice but to leave the past behind us. Otherwise, we're just like decaying.
Yeah, you gotta accept it.
Mentally, like physically, emotionally, all that shit.
Spiritually.
Yeah. Especially spiritually. Like, especially when we allow that to like control us. Like, yeah. When we allow that negativity to, like, keep on corroding our minds. It's, like, ridiculously corrosive. just fucking eats at us. That's why I just, like, laugh at a lot of things that I probably shouldn't laugh at. Because I'm like, bro, I can't do... I don't know what you want me to... It's like... Like, when you see someone get their ass beat, and just sitting there back like, damn. They really getting their ass beat. I don't know what they want me to do at this point. And then you're just like, fuck, man. Hope they get over it.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying.
You're just like, damn.
That's how I deal with a lot of my pain. I just laugh. That's all you can do, man. What else can you do?
Fuck, man.
Like, I feel like it's very nihilist, but...
I don't know, man. I have no idea. Like, I feel like that goes with, like, the Joker archetype, though.
Yeah.
Like, every time, like, I meet a situation I can't get over, I'm just like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't really do shit about this. Like, or... If someone even dies, I'm just like, I'm laughing alone a little bit. I'm like, people are going to look at me like I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm laughing right now and crying at the same time, I'm like, I can't deal with this. And, you know, like, I just can't deal with this pain that I'm feeling. So I'm laughing because of the pain. Like, it's like, what the fuck, man? It's where it's like impossible.
Do you ever channel your pain into anger?
I can't do it as much anymore. I feel like I'm just. I can't channel as anger as much anymore. Like, I want to. I deeply want to channel it as anger, but I'm like, bro. If I channel as anger, people are gonna die. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do that. Like, I can't channel it as... Because, like, I'm like, it doesn't accomplish... When it doesn't accomplish anything, I'm still angry after channeling it as a physical... Or, like, I'm still angry. Like, so, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I don't need to be angry. I need to solve the problem. Yeah. That's the only way you can get beyond it. Is you can't channel that energy... In that way, in that form. Because if you do, you lose all your traction. Like, it's like, what?
I was going to say, I think it just depends on how the way you channel it. Because.
That's why I was saying you can't channel it negatively.
Of course. Because, like, okay, it's like, it's two examples. Like, you can use your anger to fuel, you know, your passion, or you can use, you have, when you're angry, you're stupid, you know, you make dumb decisions.
Which you are.
You know, so that's like, that's blind anger. You're using blind anger in order to channel it through something else, but it's not gonna have the same effect. Feel me? So, yeah. It's not going to have the same effect.
Because, like, I feel like the real problem with that is that it's always misinterpreted. Because when you are aimless, and when you are angry, and when you channel that energy, that ferocity, in that measure, in that way, anyone can interpret it in any way they deem correct, because it's like the same with the explosion. It's like the same with, like, you ever seen ballistics on how a bullet impacts or explodes in within someone, or how, like, it just splatters. It's like a splatter as soon as it reaches impact, right? As soon as it enters your body, it ricochets within your body. So whatever that person's idea or their whatever they were thinking, whatever, it doesn't really matter at that point. That person's dead. That person's gone. Like, because bullets are so damaging anything, like, even with your fist, like, I see the same thing. I see myself as a weapon. Because of how much training I've had and how much I train, I see myself as a, like, kind of like a walking, talking weapon. So, like, how I handle situations, I'm a lot more timid about how I handle shit. Because of, like, I'm like, I could actually fucking hurt someone. It's like walking around with a gun. You know? It's like, if you look at ballistics and you look at, it's like, it doesn't matter what your intent was at that point. You're doing damage. You're challenging another life. That person could die. If you're the cop shooting at Breonna Taylor's house, and you don't even know where the bullets are going, there were bullets found in other people's houses. And that reminds me of my own youth, where bullets were found in my house. I don't know if it was the cops. It could have been them. I don't know who it was. But I thought it was the criminals at that point. But now, I don't know who the fuck it was, because cops are so fucking reckless. It's like, who the fuck? Like, if I'm shot by the police or if I'm shot by a criminal, I'd rather be shot by a criminal. I'd rather meet a criminal coming in my house than the cops. Why not? I'd rather deal with criminals than cops. You know why? Because at least I have some sort of leverage. I don't have no leverage with the cops. If they break in my house, break my door down, and they come and shoot me dead in the head, it doesn't matter if I'm sucking their dick or I'm trying to kill them. They have complete power. There are cops that rape people and get away with it. In fact, the cop that shot Breonna Taylor has a sexual assault record. I doubt people know that. But because you didn't know that, and a lot of people don't fucking know that. And there's a lot of cops with that type of fucking record. They assault people, they rape people, they fucking kill people, but because they have that fucking badge on their chest, they can get away with it. That's the fucking problem, bro. Like, if you're a black, even if you're a white man, right? And if you kill somebody, I'm pretty sure, for the most part, you probably will be charged. Especially if you kill someone. If you rape somebody, I guess if you're the swimmer from that college, you can get away with it. But if you're a cop, you're definitely gonna get away with it. Because you got that fucking badge on your chest. And you can get away with certain things. You have a union behind you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's so dangerous about it. Like, so, if I was just, like, I've strayed my entire life from crime. Like, I've directly tried to be beyond it. Away from it, because I knew how easy as a black man it was to be indicted. But it still follows, even if you don't commit a like real crime. We don't like you, so therefore we're going to fucking try to eviscerate you. It's like, really, bro? Like, I'm just sitting here living my fucking life, and you trying to walk into my life and destroy it for no fucking reason? That's basically what these dumb motherfuckers doing. All I did was shoot your girlfriend, and I didn't get up. It's like, wait, what? You just ended a person's life. You have no empathy at all. No fucking empathy. No fucking heart for what you did. No, I'm not empathizing with them. I did what I had to do. I'm a police. No. If you were like in the even if you were in the military, you'd be held responsible for your actions. Like, the problem with what we think of, I think we should demilitarize the police, but also we should materialize and actually do the fucking opposite, because they're doing way better. Reform. Give them more money. Hold them responsible for their actions. With great power comes what? Great fucking responsibility, motherfucker. You stupid motherfucker. If you have a badge and you have a fucking gun, you should be held to the responsibility of your fucking actions. Yeah. How simple is that?
Just like other citizens, you know, like everyone else. Like if you, like, if I kill someone, I'm going to prison. If a cop kills someone, there's a pretty big chance.
Going to court. Going to court.
Yeah, that's it. It's a 50-50 chance if you know they'll get convicted or not.
Yeah.
But
it's not even 50-50.
75-25. 75 being
you got like got probably 1% chance, especially if you're public attorney. If you're not, if you don't have a private attorney who's not a part of the fucking law, then you're fucked. Let me tell all of you people a secret. If you don't have a lawyer, I'm not talking about a public attorney, you're fucked. They're gonna fuck you in the ass. You know exactly how they're gonna do it, because if you have a public defendant, guess what they're going to do? They're going to be like, yo, plead guilty, plead guilty, plead guilty. That's what they want you to do. They want you to plead guilty. They want you to give up your rights. They want you, and they're doing it even before then. They're not even going to tell you your Miranda rights first. They're going to try to wiggle into your mind like, yo, if you really believe that you're innocent, then you will just tell us everything. Don't tell them shit. Keep your mouth fucking shut. You know why? Because this Harvard professor told me why. Because they're just trying to convict you. They don't care who did it. They don't care if you're the murderer. I was glad I was playing this game Among Us, right? Because it was a microcosm of reality. Oh, he says, like, I saw him commit this murder. Like, imagine, like, you go around 12 people. Take out, whether they're, you know, law enforcement or whatever. Random people, right? Among Us is great for this. Because it's a microcosm of our society. It shows you how a community can be on some Salem Witch Trials type shit. If you just sit there like, oh, this person did it, and you could be the murderer. You could be the person that actually do it. But because everyone's just looking for anything, they choose you. Even though you're like, oh, no, I saw them do it. Their blood all over their hands. They're the murderer. They're the murderer. They're the murderer. And they still indict you. That's exactly what black people are going through. That's exactly what this entire society is going to go through. Because it doesn't fucking matter if you're actually the criminal or not. It matters what you prove. It doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what you can fucking prove. If you can't prove it, guess what? You're the criminal now. And it's all stereotypes. It's all like what the norm is. Whatever the norm. You could have, like, your wife could have been killed by so many people. But because criminology tells you that the father in proximity is it, doesn't mean it's the proximity. It could be anybody that killed this motherfucker. But because of the logic they use, they're going to go for you and your family. The immediate person they look at for who killed you is your family. Because that's most likely. That's what criminology proves. That's 100%. That's why they were like, well, oh, 92% of black murders are committed. It's like, well, 84% of murders on white people are committed other white people. Then they're like, well, still with black people. It's like, but majority of this civilization is white people. That means white people commit more of the crime. That means more white people kill more white people. That means all that shit. And that's white people are more of all this shit. Of course they are. It's your society. You made the shit. You don't want other people to dominate. You don't want to, that's understandable. You don't want other people to be on top of your shit. It makes complete sense. But at the same time, it's like, you're not good at running your own shit. You're trash. You don't, because you're so busy on running your fucking little rhetoric and shit, you're allowing it to burn to the ground. You're so busy on this culture that you created, you're not realizing that you're destroying it. Who gives a fuck who's in control of shit? We're all fucking human. It does not even fucking matter even a little bit. It doesn't even fucking matter. But because we're so revolving around this fucking racism and the sexism, oh God, it can all be so fucking, we saw what happened with degenerates and all this shit. We see what happens every fucking day. But can we just sit there and look like, oh, this person did this, this? No, because we always, oh, a woman did this and this. It's like, oh, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and a lot of, it's like, oh, we're idiocracy. We really don't realize how retarded this shit is. We really don't want to ask how stupid how we're acting. Just no fucking idea. That's what's happening every fucking day. We're moving forward, and we're just like, oh, okay, well, this is like, okay, let's slow down. Let's slow down so we really understand what's going on. Let's really understand what's going on. That the inmates are running the asylum. The stupidity, that the idiocracy that runs this fucking country. The fucking minds that run this fucking country are stupid as shit. They don't have to be retarded. It's fucking stupid. It has nothing to do. And I feel like that's one way that we just run backwards. Because we do say shit like that. Because we do speak like that. And we just have to sit back and like, no, these people are just normal stupid. Just regular fucking stupid people. Just individuals who think they got this shit all wrapped up. All understood. They fucking don't. They don't understand shit. They're fucking stupid as shit. Look at Donald Trump. Look at this man trying to run this fucking country. And you fucking sit here and tell me he knows what he's fucking talking about. Or any of these Mitch McConnell to Pelosi. They're just sitting there like, oh, I don't know. It's just like, oh. What do you mean you don't fucking know? You've been doing this shit for a long time. How long you been here? How long you been here? You're old as motherfucking shit. Why are you acting like you don't know what's going on in this fucking country? What are you fucking talking about? What are we doing? You just don't know? You're just like, oh, I don't know. Yes, you fucking know. Yes, you fucking know. Damn, I feel like I need to delete this. I feel like I have to delete this whole podcast.
Why?
No, I'm talking about this one. Because it's just like, I just realized how stupid this shit is. Because a lot of things can easily be fixed.
But they don't want it to be
fixed. They just don't want it to be. They want it to be. But it's stupid for them to continue doing it, though. And then it's like, oh, well, it works this way. So I did this show for a long time. So it works like this. You're both crazy. It's like, I understand why you think like that. My grandma has dementia, too. I understand. You guys have been to, you guys been desensitized. You've been going through this for a long time. I understand why. You're so stupid. You don't even know what's going on. You're not even here, are you? You're just like, you're evil enough to keep in the fucking station. You're just fucking stupid. You're beyond stupid. You're like just a ghost of evil. Still staying around because you got that. Because hate. I've noticed something, like people that are good, they just want to get the fuck out of here. They just really just don't want to be a part of this. They're like, I can't do anything. But I feel like that's one of the biggest parts of the problem, is that we think we can't do something, but we always can. I feel like it's the exact opposite. I feel like we always can do something, but we just keep on giving up. We just don't want to keep on going. And that's why things stay the way they are. And like, and that makes me want to scratch my fucking skin off. Because like, I just see this world the way it is, and I'm like, we're not doing enough. If we're all sitting here and we're just looking at other fucking people and talking about how they're doing it wrong, we're doing life wrong. We should be doing something all the fucking time. Even if it's building up our own mind. Even if it's like in our art. Even if it is just a microcosm. Even if it is just now. We should always be doing. And that's the problem with capitalism. Because it keeps us on money. That's the only thing we care about. That's the only thing we keep on diverting to. Well, as long as I have enough money, I'm going to be okay. As long as, I job with money, you know what I mean? And it just diverts our entire minds off of the important things, which are people. So we can see why a cop does this. We can see why the world works this way, because we value money more than people. It's a common, man, it's like, oh, well, they died. Well, I still got money in my pocket. I work out. I'm grinding out here. What are you talking about? This has nothing to do with you. It has zero to do with you. It has to do with the world and how it is. Like, that's what it has to do with. It's not about you. Some things are not about you. Or you are fucking you. And that's the problem. We're all individualists, like, in our fucking head. But are you aware that what you do actually impacts other people? Or that your actions could fuck someone else up? That's the problem with, like, how we see the Middle East and all this. Like, bro, we've been fucking these niggas up for how long? They've been fucking these niggas up in the Crusades, in the fucking... Now we're like, oh, let's continue to fuck up Iran and Afghanistan. I don't know. It's fucking deal on doing. It's like, well, they didn't even cause it. Well, they shouldn't have been talking shit.
Yeah, that's
basically what it came down to. It's like, well, they shouldn't have been talking shit. That's how this shit is going. Mm. So we're just going to continue talking and fucking up the Middle East for no reason. And we're not even fucking up the right part of the Middle East. It's Saudi Arabia. They're the ones who cause the shit, but I don't want that to happen either. I don't want them to fuck up Saudi Arabia. Like, I'm not saying we should go over there and fuck up Dubai or some shit. But we're causing this shit. If you're going to be sitting here and be like, oh, well, 2000, and then you're going to be sitting there giving a pass to Donald Trump, who just is the cause of 200,000 lives, who the fuck are you? What does it fucking mean? Who cares? At that point, who gives a fuck about those 2,000 lives or 200,000 lives? Don't matter. Then what gives a fuck out of 2,000 lives? Oh, well, some of those were great responders, and they were... I don't give a fuck if they were a responder. They were American. They were our people. So if we don't care about people that were, if we don't care about normal citizens, why should we care about the police? Why should we care about the fire department? Why should we care about the president? Why should we care about anyone else if we don't care about normal citizens? Everyday 9-to-5 citizens. Why the fuck should I? And then people are like, oh, billionaires, they spend all this on this. Who gives a fuck about the billionaire then? Why? Oh, the billionaires are important. They give a lot of people jobs. No, they fucking don't. They do, but they don't.
Yeah, I'm good.
They do, but they don't.
We have to fight.
Whew. That was good. That was good, bro.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Damn, half that was Roy's monologue.
Yeah.
It's already been 30 minutes of the podcast.
I'm not even done, bro. I just started.
I don't know.
I do know.
I mean, I just...
Now, my problem my whole life is I do know. That, I and people are like, you don't know. I do know. I do know. I just, you know why I fucking know? Because
I just don't know that much about... I feel like, when we talk about police brutality and things like that, I'd rather just hear y'all's opinions, because I don't know that much about it. Like, you know.
Of course you don't.
Like, I don't...
Why would you? Why would, like, I would, I, like, the only reason why I know is because I'm black. If I was white, you think I would be paying attention to this shit? No, I would just be like, la-di-da-di-da, stop him, call him, la-di-da-di-da, slap him, la-di-da-di-da. But, slap him. If I was white, of course I wouldn't pay attention to this shit. I don't blame you for not knowing.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, because the only reason, like, here, well, that's why.
I have friends that were criminals, but I mean.
You don't, but.
But I personally don't know. Like, I don't fucking know. I know
that's them. Okay. I'm glad you're willing and do say that you don't know. That's completely okay. That's what we need to all get to. Like. Well, white people don't need to be sitting there like, I don't see race. I don't see color. I don't know. That's not what you niggas need to be doing.
Yeah, because if you do that, then it's just going
to... It's not real.
Yeah.
And you don't know. I mean, impossible for you to know what we've been through. We don't even know what we've been through. We have to rationalize that through other fucking people talking about it.
True.
Like, I didn't understand racism, bro. I didn't understand what I was going through. So why should you understand what I was going through when I didn't even know what I was going through?
It's almost impossible for somebody to understand why somebody hates them just because of the way they look.
It's not.
You don't even see the way.
Black people don't hate white people. That's the big misconception, you know? Though. Black people don't hate white people at all. They hate black people. Black people hate black people. We don't hate black people. That's the big problem. No, that's your misinterpretation. Black people hate black people more than they hate white people.
And a lot of black people hate themselves.
Exactly. That's not what's going on here. If black people hated white people, then black on black crime wouldn't be 92%. What are you fucking talking about? Like, if that's why I don't understand when people say stupid shit like that. When they're like, black on... All right, you understand that black on black crime is 92%, right? But you don't understand that means black people are assaulting mostly black people.
Well, see...
You don't understand that.
You know, you have redlining, you have all these other shit that's...
Yeah, we're not even in your environment.
Just the reason why that, you know, that is the cause, but...
What I do understand though, and I will say that I do understand this, but I don't think this is a black thing, personally. I don't think it is. I understand why people turn to crime, and why they turn to gang culture. That I do understand, because I had friends that were gang members. I feel like I have some understanding of growing up where it seems like there's no way out of your situation and the only avenue you have is crime. I think I understand that. Yeah. Like, but I mean, I don't...
Here's the added on I want to add on to this. Okay, so even black people who don't commit crimes are swept into black people who do commit crimes. That's what motherfuckers don't understand is that a lot of black people don't commit crimes. And those black people are still swept in to the paradox, the vacuum of people who do commit hard crimes. So you being black, you could have committed no hard crimes. You're not a part of no crime organization. You're not a part of the fucking hip hop. You don't even make albums.
You don't make mixtapes.
You don't got no mixtape, nothing. But at the same time, you're like, oh, he's black, so therefore he must also be a criminal. Well,
that's like when a black kid, doesn't matter if he's top of his class at Harvard, the minute he walks into a room, he's just another black kid.
Exactly. That's what motherfuckers don't understand, that people who are black, who don't commit crimes, are treated like people who do commit crimes. That's the fucking problem. If you're dealing with... That's the problem with the whole Breonna Taylor. You have a paramedic. A person. And then you have the boyfriend who has a registered gun. They break into the fucking house of this person. And they shoot at them. It's like, wow. So, we're not even safe in our own home. We can't be in our own homes chilling. And you guys break in, and then it don't matter. It becomes another court case. It's Black Lives Matter. Fuck this shit about how we're just like all turning it into Black Lives Matter or whatever. No, it's a case-by-case fucking basis. It all gets blended together. That's one of the... As a black person, you have no choice but to depend on BLM.
You're like, well, BLM, we consider this to be...
Well, if you were black and no one was listening to your voice and you didn't even believe in BLM, who else would you go to? There's no fucking other way, you stupid motherfucker. What else do you want us to do? What else do you want a black person to do who was attacked by the police? Oh, well, I actually was going to vote for Donald Trump, but shit. If these motherfuckers are going to just come into my house and kill me, and kill my friends, kill whoever, and then they can just get away with it, who else do you want here?
So, I have a question for both of you. Why don't black people just hate white people? Like, straight up.
White supremacy.
Yeah, I can see that. It's
crazy because, like, white supremacists should be lucky that we don't want revenge. Like, that... I'm gonna be real. Come on, like, think about that shit. Like, you've done this shit to a specific people.
Through time.
Through time. For
a long time.
For hundreds of years. I'm surprised that black people, you know, as a collective, that we don't want fucking revenge. Well, I am. A little bit. No.
I kind of understand.
I'm a little surprised why we do and why we don't.
We did it to them. We did it to white people. Like, the Dark Ages was when black people ruled shit.
But we helped them, though. That's the thing.
They helped us. It's the same
true. Thing. That is
it's
true.
It's the same thing. Black people ruled over black people for a long fucking time, like almost 700 years. And then
it flipped over, and
white people are now like, oh shit, now we're in control. It's like, motherfucker, it don't even fucking matter.
It don't matter. Like, you guys think this fucking little control thing really, like, oh, well, white people will do it. It's like, it's still burning down the fucking ground. And it's all, like, you trying to blame other people for your fucking actions. And then you just say, you're trying to blame other people for your actions. Oh, black people should just pull each other. Why don't white people pull over? Why is this society not performing better? You're in control. White people are in control. So why the fuck isn't shit working perfectly? If you guys are... If white people are so fucking great, if you guys are so in control of shit, why isn't shit working? Why isn't shit working perfectly?
No, it is working. It's working.
I'm talking about perfectly. Why isn't... Okay, continue.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean, don't you? Yeah. It's working. It's working exactly the way it's supposed to work.
Like shit?
Yeah. In favor of the white people, yeah, it's working fine. What's the problem?
It's fucking the white people. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even white people are fucked up in white conspiracy because you ignore the problem of white people. Like, within white supremacy, the white people are being neglected. Because of white supremacy. It's like, you should be good. But white people suffer the most. Even within the confines of actual slavery, black people were treated better than poor white people. Like, that's what's so fucking crazy about all this shit. It don't even make sense. White people, yo, if you think that your ancestors own black people, you're probably wrong. Because most white people did not own slaves. Only the rich ones did. And that's what's so crazy about all this shit. Only the rich white people even did shit. You guys were just sitting there being treated like shit. But you guys still act like, oh, well, it's like, no, that's not how it was. You guys are treated worse than even black people.
The South was an aristocracy. And I mean, even my grandmother, and my grandmother was born in 1937 or 38. Damn. Yeah, old as fuck. But even she still kind of holds that thing like, oh, the rich are, like, the aristocratic, like, rich people are to be looked up at, rich people are the best, rich people are.
No.
But I mean, that's how the South was. That's how the South used to be.
True.
And really, I mean, let's be honest here, and I mean this, racism is just another form of classism. If you really want to think about
100%. I mean, that's what I was basically, like, talking about.
Sexism is another form of classism.
Well, yeah.
It is.
Because, I mean, they force black people, black women, to be in the back of feminism.
Yeah.
They literally did that shit. Like, when they were doing... They're still running in the back of patriarchy. They're still, like, they say they hate patriarchy, but they really fucking love it. Because obviously, dude, if they put white women in front of black women, it's what's the fucking difference here? What are we doing?
Yeah.
If you really believe in patriarchy, you should believe in racism.
Yeah.
Like, that's the real problem. Like, the real problem with all this shit is, like, jokes and like, conjecture and, like, people just, like, going out their day dealing with the bullshit is considered worse than what's actually been done. So you can say some really awful shit, but is that really worse than the society that we live in? No, not even fucking close. That's really a big fucking problem. That's society we live in. This is all about, this sounds bad, therefore, you must be bad. You must be, oh, it's like, no, I'm just trying to highlight this evil in this world. I can't even highlight evil without be considered evil.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, yo, this is really fucked up. And they're like, oh, you must be fucked up. What? I'm highlighting something that's wrong in our society. You must be wrong in our society. It's like, that's why I was talking about Among Us before. When you're trying to, like, prove that someone else is committing a crime or something, and you're, it's like, now you're the criminal. Now, that goes back to why, like, when we're talking, well, you shouldn't, when you're talking to police, right? At some point, you should have some type of immunity. If you're trying to, like, tell, hey, yo, this person's killing somebody. Oh, I guess they killed him. And you're like, what? I shouldn't even talk to the police. If I'm considered the criminal, and as soon as I'm trying to tell you this other person the criminal, why would I even say anything? I would just be remaining silent. Like, I don't even, like, if you believe in justice, right? If you believe that we should speak to the police and we should tell them what happened, then you should believe in immunity to someone who is trying to tell you what happened. But you can't. If you're a woman and you've been raped, right? How are you going to tell them what happened? How are you going to get justice? And I saw it. I saw it. I literally saw a woman get raped and not be able to get justice. Like, that's fucking evil. So I can't even fucking sit here and tell you what happened to me and get justice. What the fuck? There's no justice in this world then. If I can't sit here and tell you what happened to me without you thinking, oh, they lying. It's over at the beginning. No reason to even come forward. That's why, like, I was fully in the Me Too until, like, it's like no evidence needed at all. Like, that's the problem. Like, it's like, well, we need to have a little bit in the middle. If someone comes to you and they're like, yo, this person did this shit to me, and I have evidence, this happened, and I will die with this. Maybe you should believe them. And then maybe you should collect evidence and build a case.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to speak on the subject.
Well, my basic logic is like if you don't have any evidence at all that something has happened, it's kind of hard to prove it.
I mean, I'm dating a girl right now who's 18 years old and still lives with her parents, and I see the shit that she fucking goes through on a daily basis. And I think, God, like, men don't have to deal with this shit. Women do.
Yeah.
And it makes me appreciate women so much. And, I mean, these, like, ultra-feminists, like, they're on the margins of women. Most women are not like that. Most women will defend men that have abused them. Most women do that. Most women don't come out against men that abuse them. Most of them defend men that have abused them. So, I mean, if a woman... And I'm saying, if she really was abused, the fact that she actually like came up against that person is really strong of her, because most women would not do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of this backlash against the Me Too movement has sort of missed the mark a little bit.
Well, yeah, because like I feel like it goes back to what I've talked about this in conversations that have been off air. But it's kind of like this. There's overreaction. Like, and the problem with the overreaction, I'm not saying it's wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Me Too movement was a good reaction. I agree with it. But when a good reaction turns into overreaction, miss the mark. Like, a lot of people like Harvey Weinstein should, and Bill Cosby and Louis C.K. It's like, alright, so yeah, maybe they should be held accountable for their actions. Yes. But when you convolute the thing to like everybody, even when it's just like, okay, maybe, you know, it's just a fluke, or maybe overreact, like maybe they were just, you can't even explain this shit. At that point, like, it's like, no matter how you try to explain something that might have, I feel like that's what happened to Japanese, that's what kind of happened with America. That's why I haven't really fucked someone in like 2 years, three, almost 2 years. I've really not been fucking because I want to like, kind of like, distance myself of possible, like, it's just like, bro, it's just kind of like wild out here. So I want to distance myself from this shit.
Sorry. You're like, you just knocked the shit out of me. Look at Roy. Anyway, continue. You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yo, to all the viewers that are listening, Roy looks like he's about to pass the fuck out.
Yeah, he does look like he's about to
pass. Yeah. Yeah, his eyes are, like, not there right now.
But I just feel like it's exactly when you are in a moment like, well, I can't explain my shit out of this one. It's like, alright, fuck it. You can only accept and roll with, and I feel like that's like the Donald Trump presidency is just like rolling with the bullshit instead of accepting it. Like accepting, well, he's like, all right, I did this. Yes, I made this mistake. That doesn't define who I am, but yeah, it's a part of who I'm. Like you just throw all these people out of your cabinet and just, you're like, oh, and just dodge all of that responsibility and just dodge what's happening. It's full of shit. It's just stupid. Like, bro, like, then the president, since he means nothing, then if you guys keep on telling me that Donald Trump committing all of these problems, all of these mistakes doesn't mean anything, then the presidency is just like the high school president. It's just no different. It's like, well, he's actually in control, Wilder. It's like, he's the fucking president. He's the president. Whatever you guys kept on telling me, he's the president. At like 2016, you kept on saying that. Now you don't want to own it. Own that shit. You stupid motherfucker. He's the president.
You know, it's, I'm just thinking, like, how people look at the president now, based off how they looked at the president, you know, before Trump.
Well, he's done more damage. He's just like, he's taking these executive.
I don't think he's done any damage. I think
executive powers has proven so many different things. People thought, like, I've talked to people about this. They were like, oh, he can't do damage. He's just a president.
That isn't.
He's just a president.
I think all Trump has done is just exposed the darkest parts of the American subculture. It's not even a subculture, it's the monoculture.
He hasn't just...
Somebody made a good point. It was talking about Hitler wasn't even dangerous. The fact that Hitler appealed to the German people is what was dangerous. Mm. Like, Donald Trump himself is not dangerous. It's the fact that he appeals to to the American people is what's dangerous.
Yeah.
That says a lot about the American people. You know what I mean? Mm. That's what's dangerous. Like,
that's true, but it's also like when you, if you're highlighting something that's really fucking dangerous. But let's say you want to think about something, right? You, like, and I just kept on telling, like, kill this person, kill this person, kill this person. Mm-hmm. Do it. We're just whispering in your ear, and just like, I'm brainwashing you slowly, surely, with my voice, every action I do.
I don't think he's brainwashing people.
Yes, he is. You can talk after me. Listen. No.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying. He is brainwashing every motherfucker who is listening to him. No. He said he can kill someone in New York, yes, on Fifth he Avenue did. He in did. Front of people, and they wouldn't
Roy,
do anything.
Roy, when you talk,
wait,
let me be.
Wait,
let me tell you something.
Hold on.
Let me invoke something that I said earlier.
You don't invoke something he hasn't already invoked.
Hold on a second. Remember when I said, and I said this, remember when I said that when y'all talk about police brutality, I shut the fuck up. Because I don't know anything about police brutality. Mm-hmm. I don't live that, I don't know anything. With Donald Trump, I'm a white person who lives around really racist white people. When I say Trump doesn't brainwash people, Trump doesn't brainwash people. Trump does not brainwash anyone. Trump appeals to the worst kind of people that have infected American culture. That's what Trump does. Trump didn't do anything to the American people. All he did was show its true colors. Trump didn't do shit. All Trump did was shown what this country always was. That's all he did.
Fucked up.
That's all he did.
That's what Hitler did, though.
If they didn't already think what they thought about Jews, they wouldn't have done what they did. Like, you understand that, right? Within that culture, they had to have deep-rooted already anger for that community.
Right.
If this was a favorable community, like, imagine they go for, like a popular family in the German community. I'm like, whoa, man. But because it's the Jews, they already have a ethnocentristic mindset towards that. So he's using something that already exists. What does that sound like? To enact a certain willpower on the people.
And that's what Trump has done with Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, Muslim Americans. It's exactly what he's done.
Exactly. That's my point. This is fascism in the 21st century.
That's my biggest thing was, like, Trump has not brainwashed anybody. That is a misinterpretation on what Trump is.
If you are taking a bit, like, bro, let's say this, right? Let's say I was an upcoming president, right? I'm not. Let's say I was just like coming in and I was like, Donald Trump and Bill Clinton are pedophiles, right? We need to work against that. We need to put down these groups. We need to work together, and I was just to continue, like, it wouldn't matter if it was based on race, either.
Right.
Authoritarianism has nothing to do with race. There were black Nazis. It has nothing to do, it has all to fucking do with message. That's what fucking fascism is. It has nothing to do with this, it has all to do with control. Authority. It's in the fucking name. If I can gain authority of this group and get them to do my fucking will,
I am the authoritarian. I am in control of this group. I am in control of their mind.
You just sound like a cult leader then. If that's
exactly. That is exactly what Donald Trump did. That is exactly what this shit is. We are fucking walking in.